And so the killing goes on. The numbers may go up a bit or down a bit, but year after year, scores of our friends and colleagues die just for doing their jobs, shot or stabbed or bombed or beheaded. Despite United Nations resolutions, despite grand declarations by august bodies, despite promises by nations, murder, often most gruesome, remains a powerful weapon in a global battle against press freedom. This year, for the first time, a peaceful, law-abiding, rich and secure Western democracy stands at the pinnacle of the world's most murderous countries. 8 journalists were killed in the terror attack on Charlie Hebdo in France, a direct assault on the very core of the concept of a free press. In the way of these things, it's very doubtful if this will be the last assault of its kind. Many journalists have been killed in conflicted countries such as Iraq, Libya, Sudan. Although it's heartening to see Pakistan and Mexico slide out of the death charts, they've been in the most murderous lists for years, others rise to take their place: Libya, Syria, Yemen, Sudan. However, this year, as usual, most journalist casualties occur not in wars and conflict, but in peacetime. Collateral damage, you might say, to corrupt power, whether political or outright criminal, although both often amount to the same. Rarely does a killer face justice, and whenever a gunman is brought to book, the person who hired him, the figure behind the figure with the gun, remains safe in the shadows, ready to do it again whenever it suits. The rate of impunity for those who execute journalists has remained unchanged for years, at more than 90%. In other words, 9 out of 10 killers walk free. States have a duty of care for all of their citizens. This must apply to journalists equally with other civilians. It is hard to escape the conclusion that many governments, far too many, don't care much if a journalist dies. Just one fewer nuisance who questions their authority. The United Nations should examine the death of each and every journalist and name and shame member states who fail to protect them. Western democracies must question their development aid to countries where impunity reigns. After all, by definition, our tax money is going to a corrupt regime. As long as states refuse to face up to their responsibilities, journalists and their employers must do more. Journalists themselves must take their safety and that of their colleagues more seriously and know how to behave in dangerous situations. Understand this: these killers are well trained and professional. We must be too. Safety training, long advocated by INSEE, is now widely available. All broadcasters and newspapers must provide appropriate training and quality safety equipment to all staff and stringers. To these owners who say safety costs too much, we have to ask, how much value do you place on a journalist's life? Your answer, and the casualty figures next year and the year after and the year after that, will define you.